What is different between the driver and a passenger? What is different between the driver and a passenger of a car? Now, you could say that they're actions, but you would be both right and wrong. The real difference is between the language they use. The driver calls the shot, while the passenger goes wherever the driver takes them. And at best they can grovel. I'd like to, I want to, I need to, I should, I will. The interesting this is, until you learn distinctions in language, you won't even see it. It is invisible to you. The guy that says, I'd like to marry you uses passenger language. The other guy says, would you marry me? Do you? They are the same. But one speaks the kind of language that has power, the other doesn't. So, I have been speaking driver language for at least 38 years. But you never caught on. Because you cannot hear it. This is why every forum began with the leader blasting the participants with the sentence, for you everything is the same as everything else. Except that not always. Given that humans, the design of humans, is language-based, your access to the next level of evolution of the species is through language. The spoken word. I have been teaching growing, raising your vibration. Mistakenly neglecting this fact that. Until you speak human being language you are stuck in Homo sapiens. This has become glaringly obvious in the drink your food challenge that it is its fourth day. Let me tell you a little bit about the history of this challenge. I have wanted to create a challenge that would be popular enough to bring in new people. People who have never heard of me. I was struggling with picking a topic for months. It seemed that nothing I came up with was attractive enough to even my own students. Let alone to the general public. I settled on fulfillment. After all, people complain that they don't feel fulfilled. But people didn't want it. And then, driven by debilitating stomach pain, I watched a video I saw a few years ago about chewing your food into liquid. So well chewed that it is as you drink it. And asked my audience, you, if you liked it. And to my surprise I got lots of I like it. So I decided to sneakily combine the two challenges, fulfillment and the chewing. And I have. And the proverbial, T hit the fence. Not for you. For me. The first step of the challenge is to decide who you are going to be. Most answers were, I will, I want to, etc. What does that kind of speaking remind you of? The passengers in your vehicle? The first step of the challenge is for the driver to say where it's going. In the language of the driver. Of course, if you consider the challenge to be the driver, you'll use passenger language. Groveling. Hoping. Wishing. And that is what everyone did with one exception, someone who had been practicing this language, successfully, for months now. How did she get it? Actually, through daily posting her attitude, and daily correction from me. It's taken a long time. But thank God she is a stubborn one, and she hung in there. Everyone is doing the actual doing in the challenge. They are chewing, they have slowed down, they are in the game. Whether you do the challenge as a passenger or a driver. The process of chewing your food until it is liquid is going to do a lot of good for you. Musseltist says that 70% of all health complaints can be traced back to not chewing your food properly. That sounds like a lot. Even to me. But it is what source sees. So health complaints like being bloated, or indigestion, or feeling funny after eating, or having pain like me can go by the way of the dodo. If you stick to chewing your food 40 to 50 times, including chewing your beverages. An unexpected side benefit is that you feel full and having had enough to eat after a lot less food. And that, my friend, leads to weight loss. If you are overweight. Often dramatic weight loss. Inches. If you are underweight. It can actually lead to weight gain. Why? I think that maybe the food you have been shoveling into your mouth didn't actually nurture you. Source says yes, so with this process you actually get nourished. Your body has the ability to turn that food you drink into whatever you need, muscle, bones, brain. I got an email from a healing client yesterday. His health improved dramatically. He could kick on medication, his mood improved, his mobility improved, he recovered his ambition, yet he is still having diarrhea. Musseltist says, he isn't chewing his food properly. That is the cause of his diarrhea. I have another healing client who has hemorrhoids. I am almost certain that if he took on the drink your food method, his hemorrhoids would go away. Why is this way of eating is not part of the government's guidelines? Because the government isn't interested in you being well, vital, powerful, and happy. Happy people don't buy everything left and right. And we live in a consumer society. Rich people made their money from you buying what you don't need, can't use, and may even harm you. You would do less of that buying stuff or none of that if you earnestly undertook drinking your food as a lifestyle. Now, what is my conclusion? I have two conclusions. 1, that I should start offering this 5-day challenge to the general public. 2, that unless I teach you driver speak, no one will. And unless you learn it, you'll be stuck in Homo sapiens and the horizontal plane, the valley of the shadow of death. So what should you do? If you haven't jumped on the bandwagon and started the challenge, get a head start on the next one. You can sign up now and pay $1 only. Future challenges will cost real money, but you will be grandfathered in. Jump in the challenge. And if you are really smart, then also ask for your health measurements to see where you are starting.